I am Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. Bernard Goldberg wrote the groundbreaking book Bias, a CBS insider, exposes how the media distort the news. In case you are not aware, Goldberg's book goes back to 2002, and even before then, it was decades that people generally considered the television media were distorting the news. After Goldberg published an article about bias in the media, a colleague of his wrote a letter to him stating, in part, "All too often, the liberal media tend to load the dice in favor of their viewpoint, deriding as kooky or somewhat unworthy of serious discussion those positions they disagree with," end quote. This is completely analogous to the Christian establishment. The Christian establishment is comprised of American Christendom's leaders, which refuse to address, debate, and discuss whether there should be a civil government school system. In borrowing the words above, the Christian establishment deride as kooky the idea that the civil government school system is causing a reverse revival, and they do not want to discuss the matter, possibly for fear it could expose them as failures. I have no problem calling out America's Christian leaders, attorneys, preachers, professors and teachers, bookstores, pro-family organizations. Not a one gives a rip about abolishing the civil government school system, which is why America continues her moral decline. The civil government school system is a church that competes with the Christian church. It is not enough to merely declare the gospel to those who go into our physical churches. That is because about 47 million children go into the civil government school system, outnumbering the number of children who attend our Christian churches. If the battle is about attrition, we have already lost. Help me spread the civil government school system abolition message. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.